AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's a giant leap for space tourism. SpaceX launched four amateurs on a private three-day trip circling the Earth. They are two contest winners, a healthcare worker, and their rich sponsor. It's the first time a spacecraft circled Earth with an all-amateur crew and no professional astronauts. The search continues in Florida for a woman reported missing during a cross-country trip.
Police in Florida said Wednesday the boyfriend of a young woman who vanished during their cross-country trip in a converted camper van is now a person of interest in her disappearance. Investigators say 22-year-old Gabrielle Gabby Petito was last in contact with her family in late August. She and boyfriend Brian Laundrie were visiting Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming at the time. Northport, Florida police say Laundrie returned to their home in the van on September 1st, and he has not cooperated with investigators. The van has been impounded by police. I'm Mike Gracia.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is ready to lead after surviving a recall attempt.
I feel enlivened. I feel more energized. And I feel a deep sense of responsibility because people are counting on us and they need us. They need government, effective government.
Alaska reported its highest number of new coronavirus cases yesterday after the state's largest hospital started rationing care because of a flood of virus patients. For the same reason, the Nevada Hospital Association is urging people to avoid going to emergency rooms except in true emergencies. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murder in George Floyd's death, is scheduled to be arraigned later today for allegedly violating a teenager's civil rights in a separate case that involved a restraint similar to the one used on George Floyd. This is AP News. Three teams, the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Yankees, and the Boston Red Sox, are tied for the two American League wildcard playoff spots. All three teams won yesterday. The Blue Jays are 13-2 this month. Bo Bichette led them yesterday to a victory over the Tampa Bay Rays.
I think we're a great team. I expect to win every time we go down the field. We think we're better than the teams we play, so we go out there with that confidence.
In the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers pulled to 1.5 games behind first-place San Francisco with a win over Arizona. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts is not worried about the Giants.
Those guys, like we said, they're playing great baseball. But we just got to keep winning baseball games. And if we do that, it'll take care of itself.
Lisa Byington is making history as the Milwaukee Bucks' new TV play-by-play voice. Byington is the first woman to work as a full-time television play-by-play announcer for any major men's professional sports team. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.